back here rehabbing with my teammates and looking at the guys getting ready to play. You know, definitely a strong team that likes to blitz. So I'm checking it out on the sideline. So I'm into the game right now on the sideline. You know, being a leader on the sideline, making sure these guys are getting ready to play.
How's the knee feeling?
Knee feels good. I mean, it's still a little sore, but you know, I'm in there rehabbing with Brad. You know, our man up in there taking care of him. It's a lot of hard work, man. Me and Yuli, we in there working out together, getting our stuff right. But in the same time, you know, it's a hard time because, you know, I'm a competitor and I definitely want to be out there on the football field with my teammates. So, but it being not in the game with them guys, you know, it tells you a whole lot that you definitely missed the game a whole lot being on the sideline. So,
what you went through last year helped you this time around, at least as far as missing some time?
Well, that was just one game, and but overall, you know, football, you know, this is my life, this is my dream, everything, all I did for, you know, all these years growing up to get to this point, and I never had an injury like this before in my life, and just to be sitting back and rehabbing and watching the guys going through the motion, going through practice, and not being out there, you know, being one of the leaders, talking noise like I always do, not being able to have fun with my teammates, but just to sit back and just watch and absorb, it means a whole lot to me as well, just to be out here for my teammates.
How long you think you're out this time?
I mean, like I said, I don't know. It's up to Brad and how fast my knee gets stronger and stronger. You know, I don't want to push it. I don't want to try to get back too fast and then go out there and have a major injury. So I just want to take my time and just let it heal and you know, take care. Let my man Brad, you know,
Vince,
tell me when it's ready to go out there.
Take us through your account of what happened on Monday.
On my account on Monday, I said I just got through talking to Coach Fish, and he told me I need to go get my MRI, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go. But it was just so many people coming over to the house, and you know, as what I was going through, I just needed my space just to think, you know, let the cloud go away for a minute, and that's what I did. I left, and my mom seen me. She thought I wasn't in my right mind, but at the same time, I was watching the game, you know, Aaron Rodgers do it. I mean, Rodgers do his thing out there. I was proud of him, you know, winning that football game, eating some hot wings, and all of a sudden, my man came in and was like, they looking for you. I was like, who's looking for me? Why are they looking for me? So, just like I was when I was little, when I was a kid, you know, you had to tell your mama where you was going. But even though you paying your own bills at your own house, you still got to tell your mama where you're going now. So I understand where my mom was coming from. She just wanted to know where I'm going because I didn't take my cell phone because there was so many people calling me and making sure I was all right. You know, it was my first time, you know, getting an injury and, you know, things like that. So I kind of took it to a point like, man, I'm thinking like, man, I'm not going to be out here with my teammates. And me, I'm a competitor. I love being out here with my teammates. I love football. I love going out there competing for the fans, for the kids. You know, all that. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm here for. And not having a chance to not to do that, it hurts a whole lot, you know, because I know a lot of people look up to me because I help a lot of people get through their struggles. A lot of people help me get through my struggles. So not being out there to, you know, bring that excitement to the football field and to my fans and things like that, it kind of hurted me a whole lot.
Why did your mom think you weren't in your right mind, as she said?
That's mom. That's all I can say is mom taking care of mom, just like Coach Fish, the organization taking care of the quarterback. You know, and that was big for me. You know, that was my first time ever getting booed before, you know, and I didn't know how to handle that. So now I talked to some people that I really, you know, inspires me a whole lot, you know, like Pop, you know, Steve, a lot of people that, you know, I have talked to, and, you know, McNabb, you know, a lot of people that I look up to that, you know, kind of went through the similar, you know, things that I went through, and I ain't never know how to handle that. But now I'm good. Now I know how to handle it. I just needed a day and a half to get, you know, get to the what was going on and how to handle different things, and now I'm okay. You know, my confidence is always going to be high. I was never depressed. It was just, it hurted a little bit, you know, because, sometimes as a competitor, you know, you're trying to go out there and make plays, man, and an interception happens, and that's the way the game goes. But, you know, I'm still trying to deal with something like that, you know, when I come to the sideline, not to get too frustrated on myself and just let the, you know, get ready for the next series and things like that. But being a competitor that I am, you know, sometimes it hurts because I know how my teammates feel. They want to win this game. I want to win this game. The fans want to win the game. So I'm on the same boat as them. So being a competitor that I am, you know, I don't want to throw no interceptions. I don't want to be the guy that's being a distraction to the team or something like that. So, yeah, I kind of took it a little bit. But now if it happens again, I know how to handle it definitely more.
Did you not want to come back into the game?
It's not that I didn't want to come back into the game. It was a TV timeout, and I had some time to clear my head before I stepped back on that football field. And that's what it was. And then my hamstring was a little bit tight. I was a little bit frustrated because we had some couple of bootleg routes that I couldn't really just showcase my speed on. And D linemen are closing in on me when I feel like, no, can't no D linemen close in on me that fast with the type of speed that I have. But some of the Jacksonville D linemen were doing a good job with that. So I was pretty a little frustrated with that because I couldn't get loose like in Green Bay. Like I ran some big plays and running down the field. I couldn't get loose like I wanted to. So just a little bit, but not to this point of how everybody else is saying it. I'm fine. I'm good, good hearted. Y'all know how I am as a person. I'm a good person. I'm just ready to get back on the football field with my teammate. That's why I'm here right now. That's why y'all see me at practice, you know, still paying attention to the plays, rehabbing every morning, 6:30 in the morning, every morning, all day, and just trying to, you know, just take my time to get, you know, to get back out there on the football. Let that knee heal on its own. Don't try to rush it and get back out there.
As emotionally as down as you have you ever been in your life, I guess?
That was just for a half a day. Just a half. I wasn't emotionally down. I was just upset that, you know, a couple of interceptions. You know, I'm still a young guy. I'm getting older and older. I'm learning more and more, and that's a good thing about it. And when that happens again, you know, I'm just going to know how to handle it next time. So I just want everybody to know out in the world, man, I'm fine. All the texts that I have got, you know, all the calls, all the people, all my fans, you know, all the people that love me, that's concerned, my neighbors back at home. I just want to tell everybody, I'm fine. I'm good. It's a blessing to play the game that I love, definitely. And I'm having a good time playing. And sometimes, it's not that I'm getting down on myself. I'm just a tremendous competitor, and I just like to see smiles on my coaches' faces. I like to see smiles on my teammates' faces, and I like smiles on my family and fans' faces. And that's all I like, and that's why I play this game, for the kids and for them to be happy. You know, it's not going to go always right, but sometimes me, as a competitor, who I am as a quarterback, as a leader, Tennessee Titan quarterback, I'm going to go out there 110 every week. You know, I'm last, but I put everybody before me because I love them so much. To see how they smile and all these smiles, everybody happy like that, that's why I play the game. For a little kid be like, man, you did a great job. I want to be just like you. A kid saying that the day I was getting my knee checked out, it was a little kid tore his ACL. And for him to be in there happy inside of me to cheer him up, like, it's going to be all right, man. Just keep rehabbing, and you're going to be back out there on the football field in no time, making touchdown plays. And that's what I do this for. I'm a role model, and I'm going to continue to keep doing that.
Do you feel like you let your teammates or the kids or people in the community down?
No, I don't feel like it at all, because the ones that boo, you know, they have a right, you know, because they paying their hard-earned money, and sometimes they don't want to see interceptions. So I understand how they feel, but in the same time, you know, I understand my you know, the fans that really truly love me, and they love me, you know, the people that have, like, I've been in the community, it's eating food, eating out and things like that. You know, the people coming up to me like, man, we still love it. We behind you 100%. Just to hear that, know that I am doing something right. So I'm going to continue being who I am, Vince Young, role models, sweet guy, taking pictures all the time, autographing. That's going to be me all the time. It's going to never change.
What do my people tell you? You talked about Steve.
My teammates, my teammates, they love me. They got a lot of confidence for me. You know, just bought the offensive line, a new TV in there. I know y'all just seen that on behalf of the quarterbacks. You know, I'm always going to be that guy. So that's just me. I'm not going to never change, because of the fact that if I ever change and turn my back on this game or turn my back on anything like that, I'm letting down a whole lot of people. And I definitely don't want to do that, because they love me for what I'm doing, and I love doing it for them, you know, to get them through their days or whatever they're going through. And that's me. That's what God blessed me to do, is be a role model and, you know, help people get through some of the days or say, okay, Vince Young can get through it. He getting through some of these hard times and things like that, so I can do the same thing. And that's what God put me on earth for, just to help people come through with a lot of different, you know, things that are going on in their life. So I'm going to continue to be who I am, because I'm doing something right, definitely, because the man upstairs loves me a whole lot, so I want to continue to keep him loving me. So.
What, Steve, and all these people you say you talk to, what'd they tell you that you need to do a better job of handling maybe some of this next time?
I mean, it's going to happen. You know, I understand that y'all want me to throw the ball, y'all want me to do this, and now I understand that. You know, that's how y'all make y'all money, you know. So, in the same time, I'm just going to continue to keep playing. This has happened to a lot of quarterbacks. When I'm seeing and learning, I'm not the first. So, I just got to continue to keep playing like I'm doing, keep winning ball games. That's what y'all keep forgetting, that I am winning ball games, even though I have some bad games and things like that. But with my teammates, we are winning ball games. We have changed this organization around, and that's all that matters. It's for our community, man, and they really do need a Super Bowl. Bud Adams, he needs a Super Bowl, and that's what we're working on. And that's why I'm in here rehabbing, getting myself ready right now, you know, to bring the Super Bowl home to Bud Adams or to a Hoff, our equipment manager that has been in this organization for so long. So that's why I do this game. That's why I do the game. That's why I do it.
Do you feel like you have to win your job back? I mean, not only just heal, but show the team some things in order.
I doubt it. They drafted me to be the quarterback here at the organization, and that's what they want me to do. And what I like about our organization, they behind me, all the way from Houston. Bud Adams in Houston, they all the way behind me, and that's what I like about the organization. Coach Fish behind me, you know, he had some concerns, that's why he did what he did. You know, that's what I like about our organization. They're behind me, my teammates behind me. Now, when they start to turn their back on me and things like that, and that's when we need to ask questions and things like that. But they too much, they all behind me, my fans behind me, everyone's behind me, and that's what I love about the situation.
It's got to be clear, with the idea of commitment to football, you know, that question was raised that maybe you weren't committed. Was that just maybe
that's
mom
y'all.
Being a little worried?
No, that's y'all saying that. That's not on my part, and that's not my mom. She know I don't want to leave no football. She know I love this game. She the one put me in football. So... I'm here. I'm ready to play. But right now, I'm rehabbing. So
Can you maybe give us your explanation? Maybe what happened Sunday as well? Because that's something else that's been talked about. Looked like Jeff had some things to say to you to get you back on the field.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday when
the TV timeout.
When the TV timeout when the team was out on the huddle, the offense was out on the field. You weren't out there, Jeff.
I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't even know that one.
It gave the appearance that you didn't want to go back out there.
I can't do nothing about what the media thinks or says. I know what happened on the sideline. When I told you what just happened, that's what happened. The hamstring, it was a 10-V timeout, and my hamstring was a little tight, and then when I got my helmet, I got back on the football field. It probably wasn't as fast as how y'all wanted it to be, but I'm me. I'm going to take my time out and clear my head before I step on that football field for my teammates, because I don't want to go out there and throw another interception. You can't go out there and your head not clear. And try to go out there and make plays for your team and your head not clear. You got to clear your mind to that next series so you can go out there and perform on a level that you want to be on. So,
how do you feel about how you've been portrayed the last couple of days? Some people are starting to question your maturity level and your leadership ability.
I'm used to it. That's y'all, though, but not my teammates. My teammates love me. They know what type of player I am. My family know who I am as a person. That's just everybody else. That's what they do, the analysts. That's what they're supposed to do, so... But until they come sit down with me face to face and have a steak or two with me and just talk to me and understand me as a person, they can always make them comments about me because they don't really know who I am as a person. But the only person I need to know is these guys that are here at this organization that loves me, my teammates, these fans around here in the city, back at home. That's the only people that they truly know who I am. So I don't have to answer to none of that because they doing their job. That's basically, I'm not, it's like I'm over here doing my job, they over there doing my job. So I can't go tell them not to do their job.
So there's nothing you'd like to say to your critics right now?
Nah, I'm just going to do that when I get back on this football field. I'll show them in a little minute.
But it's really a good thing in a way, isn't it? It's part of maturity. It's part of learning to handle the tough
that's
stuff.
That's how it is, and that's what I'm learning. I'm 25 years old. This is my third year. Everybody thinks this is my ninth and tenth year. Every year I'm learning a whole lot, and that's the good part about it, and I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to sit down with guys like Five. You know what everything Kerry Collins went through, you know. And look how he overcame it, you know. Look how, you know, there's so much going on, man. I can look at a lot of different dudes that's helping me out on this way to get to where I want to be at right now.
Does your body language have to change, though, on the sideline?
Nah, y'all want it to change, but it don't have to change. I'm a competitor. I'm going to keep telling y'all that. Even though it probably look like I'm down, but when I go back into that game, it's gone. That series is over. It's a whole new series. But I understand what y'all saying, but... That's me. I'm always be me, and I'm a high competitor, man. I hate losing. I hate throwing interceptions. I hate that. I hate that. Just like anybody else would hate anything. So
the way this whole thing has gone down, Vince, is there anything you regret about the way the last 4 or 5 days has gone down?
Nothing in my life I regret. Nothing in my life, because there's always something I learned, and I got better and better at. And, you know, I'm 25 now, and... People say you don't even act like you're 25 years old because of the fact that I'm learning so much at this age, and that's what I like about the situation. So I'm cool. I'm fine.
Are you shocked about how big all this became?
Just the last question.
Are you shocked about how much all this has gotten so big?
Somewhat, yeah. I just feel like, you know, that because I don't get in no trouble. I don't go out busting people's heads and. You know, I don't do nothing crazy. I'm just a real good guy, and you don't too much find that in a guy that, you know, always say yes, sir, to, you know, always says yes, ma'am, you know, always shakes little kid's hand, always give a hug to the fans. And you don't too much find that in a guy that goes through the pressure that he goes through every day as a quarterback. And me, I respect people, period. And I always want to give respect. I don't care where I'm at. If I'm overseas somewhere, I'm always going to give respect to anybody that I come across because that's just how I was raised. And to the fact how it happened and how it blew up so big, I can't do nothing about that, you know. All I can do is continue being me. All I can do is continue to get out here in this football field with my teammates and win ball games. And that's all I can do, and that's what they paid me to do. And this is my job. This is my job to sit here and talk to y'all. This is my job to answer these questions that's going on. But in the same time, I can always come out here and give my statement about the situation from my heart, what's really happened. So when y'all leave here and y'all put it out to our viewers out there so they can have a better understanding that Vince Young is all right and he's ready to go. When his knee says he's ready, he's going to go out there and ball out and finish this season real strong, like everybody want me to do.